I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All this week, South Africans and people all over the globe have been saying their last goodbyes to Nelson Mandela. The hero of the anti-apartheid movement will be buried on Sunday. We want to spend the next few minutes focusing on a side of Mandela that we haven't heard a lot in all the tributes, his sense of humor. South African satirist Peter Dirk Ace fought against the apartheid government through humor, spot-on impressions, and especially through his stage character, Evita Bezuidenhout. Peter Dirk Ace also considered Mandela a friend. Peter, why did Nelson Mandela get satire when so many other leaders just don't?
You know, I think if you sit in jail for 27 years and you watch a relatively civilized, supposedly Christian community of white people make such an unbelievable mess of a country for over 46 years, I think you understand the importance and the power of satire. I call humor the weapon of mass distraction. And when Nelson Mandela came out of jail, he didn't have any sense of revenge. He actually formed a government with the people who locked him up. I mean, that showed a great sense of humor and an extraordinary way to use humor to reconcile a nation.
I mean, it is pretty remarkable how many times we've seen Nelson Mandela in photos where he just has the biggest smile on his face. I mean, humor became your weapon during the long struggle against the apartheid government. This is also when you developed this character, Evita Bezuidenhout.
Sawubona, dumela, molo, hello. I am Mrs. Evita Bezuidenhout, and I am the South African ambassador to the independent homeland of Babeti Kosweti.
Okay. So, Peter Dirk Ace, tell us who Evita Bezuidenhout is. I mean, if you had to describe her to somebody who might go out on a blind date with her, what would you say in like 30 seconds?
I'd say run, run. I mean, she is a cross between, oh my goodness, a right-wing, racist, glamorous white woman from the southern states of the USA, a touch of Margaret Thatcher's steel, yes, a flash of Imelda Marcos's shoes. Eva Brown is in the background making the coffee. And, of course, Dame Edna Everidge, which was a great inspiration to me. But Edna is a social monster. Evita is a political beast. And her political incorrectness today was seen as politically correct during apartheid. When I think back now, I must be honest with you, I would never try that again because I would realize who was following me. But happily, I could run in high-heeled shoes, and the South African security police weren't very good at catching me.
Now, famously, in that character of Evita Bezuidenhout, you interviewed Nelson Mandela after he became president. That was in 94. Here's a little something from that interview when Evita Bezuidenhout recalls seeing Nelson Mandela after he'd been moved from Robben Island to Polsmoor Prison. Let's hear that.
I remember also when you were at Polsmoor, you used to come into Cape Town with, was it Lieutenant Gregory? You used to come for excursions into town.
Yes.
I think I once saw you sitting in a car. I saw the police officer going to a shop. I looked into the car. I saw you. I said to myself, Liewe Aardenaars, Nelson Mandela. And you know, I think you were eating an ice cream. Is it possible? I wanted to open the car door and say, Mr. Mandela, let's run away together. Let me save you. But I was so scared you turned me down.
Oh, No. I would have welcomed you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I would have welcomed you.
You know, Peter Dirk Ace, in watching that interview, Nelson Mandela speaks with you very seriously. I mean, he treats it like a real interview.
I have always been absolutely shocked to the core that everybody who talks to Evita Bezuidenhout talks to her seriously. Nobody sees a man in a dress. And Nelson Mandela really, truly treated her like a lady. Actually, I was ready in my dress, in my hair, with even perfume, before he came into his office. And I heard him come through the door behind me because I didn't move because of my microphone. I heard him say to the crew, "Oh, my name is Nelson Mandela. Welcome." People cried. The team was crying. Black and white young people on the film crew. There was this extraordinary man being kind. And then he came round and I looked up through my eyelashes. I saw this extraordinary icon, like meeting the son of the GOD. And there he was. And he said, "Oh, Evita, you look very beautiful." And the extraordinary moment was we had 30 minutes with him for a 30-minute interview. You know, nothing could go wrong. No batteries could go flat. And as he was being plugged into his sound system, I said to him, "Prison Mandela, thank you so much for giving us time for this show." He said, "Oh, Peter, I want to be on Evita's show because I have got important things to say and nobody watches the news." Okay, that sense of humor. He took this stupid little show of a man in a dress And he spoke and he treated it for real. And then when Evita said to him, do you have a message for the nation on this New Year's Eve show? He turned to the camera and he said, oh, yes, Evita, I want to talk to the police. Because in 1994, three, four, five policemen were dying every single day because three armies had to become one army. And he used that show to talk to the police and say to them, we care about you. We want you to believe in the future. And there Madiba used that moment to put across a huge message.
What an amazing story. Do you know whether Mandela heard about you when he was in prison?
Do you know, this is an extraordinary story. I was once sent to Robben Island by Helen Suzman in 1985 to see somebody who wanted to see me. I thought it might be Nelson Mandela, not that I knew what he looked like because we weren't allowed to see his picture, but I'd smuggled a picture in my underpants from UK.
Suzman is a South African politician.
Yes, she was a great freedom fighter in the white opposition against apartheid. And I went to Robben Island and I met this young man who was a prisoner who I didn't know. He just said, oh, I want to meet you. Nobody comes to see me. I've been in prison here for 4 years. You know, we saw your videos. And I thought he saw my videos when he was still in real life. He said, no, we saw it last week. I said, what? You saw my videos on Robben Island? What are you talking about? He said, you know, they all the government think you're a mad drag queen. They show us all your videos. Do you know we know what's happening in our politics because we watch what you do? And Nelson Mandela laughs. And I would get letters from Winnie Mandela in the mid-80s where she said, Nelson sends you his love and his support. And I was so inspired by that invisible man who was aware of me as I was aware of him. And neither of us could see each other's faces except he saw mine on this bloody video. Can you believe it? What a crazy world.
What's going to be your lasting memory of Nelson Mandela, Peter?
I will never, ever forget the fact that he freed me from jail, my jail of prejudice and fear. I'm a white Afrikaner. I'm responsible for apartheid. I cannot never say blaming somebody else. I benefited from it through the best education. I was a Christian child. I was told that this is God's will. I didn't question it. He came out of jail with no bitterness. He did not demand us to be executed as he could have. He did not. He did not speak like Robert Mugabe. He invited me into his life. In a dress, I might tell you, I will just always, for the rest of my life, be grateful to this man who gave South Africa a second chance. We all got a second chance.
Peter Dirk Ace is a South African performer, satirist, writer, and activist. You can see his, Evita Bezuidenhout's 1994 interview with Nelson Mandela. It's all at PRI.org. Peter Dirk Ace, a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for your time.
Great pleasure. Thank you.